The last word on Today FM with Matt Cooper.
We're going to talk about the reopening of the economy because there are growing concerns that maybe our government is being overly cautious and is going to lift the restrictions that were imposed for health reasons too slowly. Dermot O'Leary, Chief Economist with Goodbody Stockbrokers, tell us where you stand on this one, please.
Well, look, we've issued a report today called Reopen, Resuscitate, Reignite. And when you look at the reopening issue and compare Ireland's situation with the rest of Europe, the first point is that we have had one of the most stringent lockdowns in the whole of Europe for the last 8 weeks or so. And secondly, when you look at the reopening plans, as we know them around Europe for things like restaurants, hotels, pubs, we are, again, among the most cautious alongside the UK. And what we're saying is that this is going to have significant implications. We're not saying we're health experts, but there are health experts around Europe giving the same sort of advice to various governments, and it's up to policymakers. And it looks like our policymakers here in Ireland have taken a more cautious course, and I think that's going to have implications for the economic recovery, the fate of businesses, the fate of workers, and the cost of this crisis.
And given that the government is really concerned about the size of the deficit and its ability to borrow in the future, would it not make sense for the government to say reopening things a little bit earlier in each phase to try and get tax revenues going again for it, and also to reduce the cost of social welfare payments it's having to make?
Well, look, I mean, the government has to weigh up the health risks with the economic risks, and every country in Europe is trying to do that as well. What it seems strange to us, though, is that there has been significant success in bringing down the number of new cases on a daily basis, obviously to below 100 over the last number of days. But in terms of the economic opening up, there hasn't been really any signs that we should be at least somewhat in line with countries that are having the same experience. So it needs to do that. But I think that when you think about the policy implications of this, it's going to be significant, and we think that the fiscal cost is going to be larger. But more importantly, when you think about this over the longer term, we could have longer term unemployment problems. We could have businesses going out of business that shouldn't do because of the policy. So it is a difficult task, but we are an outlier in European terms.
And then there's another issue that the likes of IBEC are saying there's a need for a 15 billion euro investment. That's also the position of John Moran and the SME recovery body, which has come forward. And yet it looks like the extent of the government investment in business is going to be in around the nature of 6 billion euro. Is this, again, why so conservative? Is this down to the reluctance to borrow? But again, could that be a missed opportunity?
Look, I think when we look at the report, resuscitate is the second word in the title of the report. We don't think that the Irish government has done enough. It has been very quick out of the blocks in terms of fiscal supports for social welfare, for wage support and for healthcare. When you look at around Europe, we are lagging behind in terms of our support for businesses. Let's take our closest neighbour, the UK. So they introduced the scheme in late April. That is an SME lending scheme, 100% guaranteed. And about 20% of businesses in the UK have took up that scheme. If we were to replicate that, those numbers for Ireland, there's no reason why businesses, SMEs in Ireland should be that different in terms of liquidity needs. It would amount to about 2.4 billion euros that is liquidity need now. So I think if we don't react now, I'm not sure why the caution. There obviously is an issue in terms of government formation, and you will need legislation. But it needs to be done quicker because the cash burn is there in these firms, and the longer it goes on without their liquidity needs being met, the more difficult it's going to be for them to survive, and the more difficult it's going to be for the economy to recover.
Dermot O'Leary from Goodbody Stockbrokers, thank you very much for joining us here on The Last Word of Today FM.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Listen live, on air, from 4:30 weekdays on Today FM.